Miami claimed Justin Jolie off waivers on Monday, and with that, the reshaping of Denver's tight end room was complete. The fifth-round rookie's release was the headline of Denver's cut day at the position. Mike Kliss at 9 News called it a surprise, noting Jolie struggled adjusting in camp but showed obvious talent on his 88-yard catch-and-run touchdown against Minnesota. And general manager George Payton had named that exact risk the day before. You always worry about the guys you want to bring back, that they could get claimed. If they do, like we told them, we're going to give them a hug and wish them the best, per Susanna Weir on the team's website. In the same stretch, Caleb Lohner went to injured reserve with a return designation, per Arik Dalala on the team's website. The injury is a foot, and Payton's own timetable, per Zach Kelberman at Mile High Huddle, was deliberately loose. I'm not sure the timetable, mid-season maybe, don't hold me to that. Lucas Krull was released, then brought back on the practice squad, per Dalala and John Heath at Broncos Wire. What remains is four tight ends, and Kelberman names the roles. Evan Engram, the primary down-to-down starter, Adam Trautman, the primary blocker, with Nate Adkins and rookie Dallin Bentley in relief off the bench. That sentence does two things. It retires, formally, the June worry that Engram's contract carried roster spot risk. He is the named starter on the 53. And it hangs the blocking label on Trautman, not Engram, which leans mildly against reading Denver's blocking-heavy August usage of Engram as a permanent shift in his job. We would not call that question settled. It is one beat writer's room description, not a usage chart. The usage chart was supposed to come Friday, and it did not. Engram's audition, his longest run of routes with Bo Nix, the play-action test his target case is built on, vanished with Payton's midweek decision to sit the starters, per Will Peterson at Denver Sports, and Engram is named in no finale coverage we read. So the play-action question goes to week one untested. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June case on Engram was target volume, real catch totals, a scoring drought so extreme the arithmetic says it corrects. And this week's honest update is structural. The question is unanswered, but the room around it is thinner, and the only starter's label anyone has printed at the position is on Engram. What that means for targets, nobody has reported, and we will let the room composition sit as the fact it is. We'll check back as week one comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.